In the name of Jesus, amen. St. Lucia of Syracuse, or St. Lucy as she's more popularly known, was born in Sicily in 283 AD to wealthy parents. Her father died when she was quite young, so she and her mother Eutychia had to fend for themselves. Eutychia, her mother, taught and raised Lucia in the faith, and she grew into a very devout and very pious young woman. And even though they had plenty of money for her dowry, she wanted to devote all of it to the service of the poor. And for some reason, Mom didn't really like that idea. But then something happened to change her mother's mind. Eutychia, it seems, had suffered for several years from a hemorrhage of some sort. And Lucy fervently prayed for her mother's healing. And evidently her prayer was answered, and her mother was healed. And in thanksgiving for this healing from God, Eutychia allowed Lucia to have her wish and to give away her dowry to the poor. As always, there was just one small problem. Lucia had been betrothed against her will to a greedy non-Christian. And it seems that he loved Lucy's assets more than he loved Lucy. And so when she gave away her dowry, he was furious. He was driven to revenge. And since it was the year 303 now, and Christianity was still illegal, and the Roman Emperor Diocletian had mercilessly been persecuting the church and putting Christians to death wherever he could, all that the spurned fiancé had to do was go to the governor of Sicily and rat Lucia out as a Christian so she would be arrested. Now, it was still pretty easy to get out of jail. All you had to do was to deny your faith, recant it, curse your Lord Christ, and make an offering of incense to Caesar as if he were God. Now, if you didn't do these simple things, that's when it got unpleasant. Lucia didn't recant her faith. She didn't deny Christ, even under the threat of death, and then the threat of dismemberment, and then the threat of forced prostitution. So, of course, she was tortured instead. Her eyes were then gouged out, and eventually she was executed by the sword. In Sweden, one of the ways that faithful Lucy was commemorated earlier today and every December 13th is by having one of the daughters of the house dress in a white robe with a crown of lighted candles on her head, and she sings from room to room early in the morning while it's still dark to awaken everyone, and then she offers them bread. Why bread? Well, because it symbolizes Lucy's giving nature. Saint Lucy had everything she could wish for, wealth-wise, all the money she ever needed. But she knew that that wasn't everything there was to have, so it was easy for her to give it away. The white robe is a reminder of the holiness of the saints, those who have died in Christ, those who have been buried in their baptism and raised to life everlasting. And we heard that in St. John's Revelation. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. So St. Lucy's holiness didn't come from her own goodness, or even from her virginity, but from the cleansing forgiveness of Christ given in her baptism. The crown of candles is also significant, if not just a little bit unsafe. It shows that even when St. Lucy no longer had eyes, she could still walk by the light of Christ. She could still see by faith, even better than any of her persecutors would ever be able to see. Throughout, though Lucy's life in this world ended in darkness and in death, her eternal existence is one of light, one of life, just as it is for all the faithful. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." How does that tie in to St. Lucia? Well, her name, Lucia, is from the Latin word lucis, and the root of that word is lux, light. Not only did Lucy walk with the light of Christ, she demonstrated that light in her daily life. Our Lord Jesus entered our world of darkness by literally becoming one of us. The day that we celebrate his birth, December 25th, is very close to the winter solstice, very soon after the longest night of the year. And so from that day forward into summer, the days get longer and longer, and the light wins over the darkness more and more. And so on Good Friday, Jesus suffered on the cross in darkness as the sacrifice for your sin. But on the third day, he bursts forth from the gloom of death in glorious resurrection light. And St. Lucia bore witness to that fact in her life and even in her martyr's death. Because in the giving away of her wealth, she bore witness to the love of Christ, who, though he was rich with all of the glory and riches of heaven, yet for your sakes set it all aside and became poor. Lucia bore witness to a belief in Almighty God as Creator, who can and will provide for all of your daily needs. And then in her death, she bears witness to God as the Re-Creator, the one who is more powerful than death and brings life. And so she testified that she loved her Lord and his salvation even more than life itself. Now, you may not be called to be a martyr as Lucy was, but you are given to bear witness to Christ in word and deed, and to take up your cross and follow him. Jesus himself said, "Whoever loves his life loses it, but whoever hates his life in this world will keep it to eternal life." And so it's true. The life of repentance and faith that you live is not easy. It is a narrow road upon which you are called to run. Thankfully, though, you are upheld by him who laid the path and ran it first for you. So consider Jesus. Consider what he has done for you in his life, Hebrews says, so that you won't grow weary, so that you won't lose heart. The writer to the Hebrews says, "Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder, the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising its shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God." Your road of faith, unless our Lord Christ returns first, will end where Lucy's and Christ's ended, in death. Yet, it will end before the throne of God for all of eternity. So until that day, remember the work that St. Lucia did out of love for her Lord, out of love for her neighbors, so that you may be sustained in the knowledge that there is an end to your work, there is an end to your race, and the finish line is indeed a peaceful and a blessed rest in your Lord for all of eternity. Amen.